Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show and it's professional.
It's always somebody's birthday.
Day to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How are you? Well, it's a no-show show. I'll tell you why. Well, I had some oral surgery. Don't you want to know? The type where they had to put you out, you know, put a little sleepy pill in your arm intravenously. And it was the night before I was going to record the podcast with Eric Jackowitz, you know, Spaghetti Eric from the Cooties. And I couldn't. It was the night before. I wasn't allowed to drink, you know, drink water even, starting at midnight. I was like, ugh, I can't have fun if I can't drink water. Water. Why do I have to pick a word that I can't say? So last minute, I canceled. But Eric's going to be here next week. Then it's going to be Alex, you know, Alex Young, saxophone Alex, the week after. And then Danny LaBelle. And then I'm going to start adding a musician. We can do it in my backyard. We'll make the magical triangle. All of us will be 10 feet apart in a 10-foot triangle. 10 that way, 10 that way, 10 that way. Triangle. Boom, boom, boom. Wow. How are you? You're good? I wonder if there's any Trump supporters that listen to my show. Sometimes I really do wonder that. But let's not get into it. So that's why it's a no-show show, which I haven't had one during this whole pandemic. But there's not much to say. Let's see. Let's try calling Rory Scovel. Call Rory Scovel.
Calling Rory Scovel. Mobile.
You think he'll answer? I'm not even going to tell him he's on my podcast. Truth. Yeah, I should just let you have his number. That's what he deserves. So now I'm home and I'm talking into my phone and I'm on my pills with codeine. I didn't really need any. Yesterday I came home from the doctor. I didn't need any. This morning I didn't need any even. I was like, you know, I feel okay. I was just taking some regular, what do you call it? Tylenol or something, just regular over-the-counter Tylenol. But tonight, it was irritating me, and I thought, I'm going to take one. And I feel, you know, it took away the pain 100%. So why not? Why not? The rest I give to Rory Scovel. He loves pain medication. He's always telling me, gimme, gimme, gimme. Come on, man. I need it. I feel really loopy right now, but I feel good. I got some pumpkins, put them out near my front door. I even went on Amazon and got some orange, you know, Christmas lights, but they're orange. It looks good. Let's see who else. Let's call Eddie Pepitone.
Eddie Pepitone Mobile.
Stand by.
Hi, you reached Eddie. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Eddie, I heard you're saying shit about me behind my back. Are you fucking kidding me? I'll beat the fucking shit out of you when I see you. You're fucking dead. You're dead, Pepitone. I ain't shitting around. you know what you people need to hear? It's a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, then you're all ready to go. Snappy new day. Such a good feeling. A feeling you know that we're friends. Well, I guess it's a no-show show. So, we are, as you know, moving the podcast over to Art 19. Well, that's the big umbrella, Art 19. And then within that, we are part of Jimmy Pardo's new gang. That's right, we're getting leather jackets called Misfit Toys. And the first four are Doug Benson, Mike Schmidt, Jimmy Pardo, Jen Kirkman, and a guy named Todd Glass. So. All right. So there are some really good shows. I feel like, you know, even though the podcast is not going to return to the studio for a long time, but let me tell you something. Truth. Every week I go back into that studio and I'm getting it like more and more ready. Just adding new things. I don't want to brag, but the word out on the street is that I got a new bubble machine. Oh, I can't wait to get back. Let's call Andy Frasco. Call Andy Frasco.
Which one? How dare you?
I just walked away to turn my AC off.
You'd like to call Jean Pampa.
No, I want to call Andy Frasco. Call Andy Frasco.
Which one?
Well, what do you mean, which one?
I'm not sure I understand.
Call. I bet I never called him on the iPad, because I'm making these calls on my iPad right now. And by the way, I'm really, this is a no-show show, so I really, truth, don't have to worry too much about this. I'm just rambling. I'm going to ramble till I don't want to ramble. Right now, I'm in a rambling mood, you know? I'm a rambling guy on a holla holla holla. So I don't know if I've ever called him on this, but let me try. Maybe I can... How would I dial somebody on this? Can I hold on. Make a Skype call to Andy Frasco.
I don't see an app for that. You'll need to download one.
No, there's, how come I can't do it? No, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. Oh, I know what I'll do. No, I can't. All right. Call Andy Kindler.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? What do you mean? Bring up my address book.
I can't show all of your contacts.
Why? Why? Hold on. Maybe I do have his number in here. Andy. Andy Scarpatti. No. Andy Anthony Jeselnik. No. Andy Frasco. Why isn't it in here? Andy Peters. American Airlines. Aristotle. Atlanta Joe. Hey Joe, what's up in Atlanta? Now living in Gladwin. Alrighty, I guess I don't have it in here. I guess that's why. I'll try hold one more thing. Don't lose me, everybody. Don't give up on me. Oh, don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. No. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm done. I'm sorry. I have a little fan here. I'm going to turn it on. I hope it doesn't make too much noise. There's a lot going on in the world. What are you going to do, right? All right, well, Cody Woods is on his way over. We're going to shoot a video. And about some of the... And then I'll say goodbye. Some of the technical, you know, the sound things. That last week, I so apologize. Or was that the week before? No, that was last week. It was last week. The week before, because we didn't have a show last week. Or we don't have a show this week. But it was the week before. I'll tell you. But anyway, so that's it for now. Like I said, we are moving over there. And you know what? For just, you know, reasons that has nothing to do with Starburns. They were so nice while I was here. And... just a change, you know? They fired me! No, it was all amazing. They were super nice. Those guys came to the show like twice and sat through the whole show and were great energy. Just for, you know, I gotta change things up, man. Because I'm kooky. Crazy Eddies, we're kooky. We're giving away stuff. That's right. I lost my mind. So come on over here and take advantage of me. All right. Everybody, I hope you're doing all right. I know you're probably stressed out. But hold on. Just like that picture of the cat. Hang in there, baby. You think anybody ever, we talked about that on a podcast a while ago, You think anybody, like, that's what they go to? Like, they're stressed out of their goddamn mind. And they go, and then I saw the picture of that cat hanging from the tree, and it said, hang in there, baby. And I did. All right. Take care of yourselves. Next week, we'll be back with Eric Fafucci Bagagaduce. Eric Faradaduce. We're going to play some Hell and Ready next week. You know what? I remember Hell and Ready songs growing up. And like a lot of things, until somebody... Sometimes you realize it when they're alive, and I'm sure a ton of people did. But if you don't know who Hell and Ready is, you know, you definitely know her songs. I don't care how old you are. You'd know some of her songs. But it makes sense if you don't. So many great songs. And also... It wasn't until I found out that she died 2 days ago that I went back and listened to I Am Woman. I Am Woman. Hear me roar. Ba-ba. What? It just, that song is so powerful and so, it just seems like it flows out of her, but it says so much. And so ahead of her time. So ahead of her time. So go learn about who she is, because she was an incredible, incredible woman, and you should know about her. And I think her eternal life after she has passed will be incredible, because I think whoever tries to learn a little bit about her will end up really respecting her and falling in love with her songs. Helen Reddy. When I heard that song growing up, I am woman. But now I think back, and it just, especially with, you know, what's going on now, or, so that's that. All right, everybody. That's it. Go do what you got to do. You're great. You're special. You're kind. And I have great affection for all of you. And I hope you know that. All right. Goodbye. Oh, wait. Of course we'll roll in the this song on behalf of Chris Farron and J.J. Kirkpatrick, Aristotle. Roll it in.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.